Section 6, Exploring and Utilizing the Onboard Bard Express Player. This enables you to actually read a book on your computer. As a footnote to this series of instructions, I'm going to just briefly run through the option that Bard Express gives you to play the book on your computer.
Express bookshelf, audio books, one item, Bard Express bookshelf.
Make sure, once again, that you are in the Bard Express window. And when you're in the main bookshelf window, there are several different ways to organize the books on your bookshelf. There are 7 choices in that menu.
Items 1, 7 of 7.
I went down to unread items. Press enter on that.
Bookshelf, unread items, one item, press F1 for help list view, blinded, but now I see it's not just about me, Lauren, Janie, 1 of 1.
Now there's the book that we just put on the cartridge. I'm going to tab through the choices.
Delete cartridge, Alt-C button, delete Alt-D button, book details, Alt-B button, mark as read, Alt-M button, sort order, Alt-T button, play F2 button.
Okay, so if you press F2 then...
Bookshelf, unread items, one item, press F1 for help list view, blinded, but now I see it's not just about me, Lauren, Janie, 1 of 1, Bard Express Player, Bard Express Player, read only, edit, blinded.
It opens a separate window called the Bard Express Player. You've got several controls here, and you can tab through those.
Button, bookmark button, jump backward by chapter, but jump by chapter button, jump forward by chapter, rewind button, play button, fast forward button. Speed, 100% button, Bard Express Player, read only, edit, blinded, but now I see, sleep button, bookmark button.
So you've got a lot of choices here, just like you do on a regular book player.
Backward by chapter, but jump by chapter button, jump forward by chapter button, rewind button, play button.
There's a play button, press enter on it.
Right, 2013, Jane E. Morin, read by Gabriella Caballero. This
fast
book
forward
contains
button.
197 pages,
enter.
Contains markers allowing direct access,
enter.
Author's note, prefaces, and chapters, and at level 2...
I'm pressing the fast forward button.
Speed, 100%
Library
button.
Of Congress annotation.
Enter, 100% button.
Whenever the opportunity arose,
speed, 112.5%
Tony Crow and his
button.
Son, Landon, looked forward to traveling from their home in Winsboro, Texas, to West Texas. To
now, I'm I sped it up a little bit.
Kept him safety conscious all day.
Now it's back to normal.
On his own,
cancel
he
button.
Threw caution to the wind.
And then you press cancel on that to get out of the speed.
Took his sight.
Space. Press player. Read only. Edit. Blinded. But now I see it's not just about me. Sleep button.
Okay, so I'm sure that there's choices in that sleep button. After tabbing around quite a bit and playing with that sleep button, I can't quite figure out how to get to the choices that there are in lengths of time you can have it play before it shuts off. But you folks can kind of play around in there and see what you can find. And if you come up with anything, maybe you can let us know. This is all kind of new to me as well. But maybe most people would play it on their external machines anyway. But I just thought I would kind of give you a little bit of a overview of what the onboard player is like in case you'd ever want to play a book on your computer.
Four, bookshelf, unread items, one
so item. I Alt F4 out of that player to get back to the Bard Express window. I hope these hints and tips are helpful and that the procedure is easy to understand. If you have questions, feel free to email me at mar@vipconduit.com, and I'll do my best to explore with you whatever you don't understand. Thanks for listening.